From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States partial travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Militants blew up the centuries-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leaning 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. Iraqi forces backed by airstrikes and ground support from the U.S.-led coalition are working to oust the last Islamic State fighters from the old city section of western Mosul and complete their mission to reclaim full control of the city the militants seized back in 2015. A Moscow court has convicted five people for the murder of a Russian opposition leader. Boris Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government and was especially critical of Moscow's support for Ukrainian separatists. Nemtsov was shot dead late at night in 2015 as he walked across a bridge near the Kremlin. The five men, all Chechens, were allegedly promised cash for carrying out that assassination. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, as always, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan said President Trump's personalized attack on the news media Thursday via Twitter, mocking the appearance of a well-known television commentator, is not helpful.
Obviously, I don't see that as an appropriate comment. I think, look, what we're trying to do around here is improve the tone and the civility of the debate, and this obviously doesn't help do that.
In a new Twitter comment, Mr. Trump lambasted the female who co-hosts the morning talk show Morning Joe with her fiancé. It was not immediately clear what drew Trump's ire about the couple. Trump used to appear on the show before he took office, but when the television host turned critical of his presidency, Trump took to attacking them. Australian police are charging a top Vatican official with historic sexual offenses. Authorities did not give details of the allegations against Cardinal George Pell beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell says he had been granted leave of absence by Pope Francis to address his situation.
There's been relentless character assassination. And for more than a month, claims that a decision on whether to lay charges was imminent. I'm looking forward, finally, to having my day in court.
Pell, who serves as chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, was ordered to pay, or appear, rather, in a Melbourne court next month for a hearing. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have fully encircled Raqqa, which serves as the de facto capital of the Islamic State group in Syria, cutting off the jihadist group's last route out of the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reporting Thursday that the SDF forces captured two villages on the southern bank of the Euphrates River, effectively cutting off the last Islamic State escape route. United Nations estimates that about 100,000 civilians are still trapped in the city. Islamic State used civilians as human shields and kills those trying to escape. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a 3-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday to mark 20 years since the city returned to Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony for Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. Xi said Thursday China wants to look to the future and ensure the stable development of one country, two systems. An Italian official say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it is considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who were rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's remedy: stop Italian, non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.